Okay. Well, you were, or I say, you know, something. You come up to a kid and you say, "Boy, he's a cute little
burger." I don't know.
Okay. Okay. So, what about something that's got wheels and you can put a baby in it and he'll lay
carriage.
Down?
Carriage.
Okay. Any other thing you might call it?
No.
Okay. And then you put the baby in the carriage and you go out on a
walk.
Okay. And as you're walking, you do what with it?
Stroll. Carry it. Push it.
All right. See, how would you say your if you had children, say, how would you say your children range in age? You would say Sally is, if Sally was the one that was born first, you would say Sally is the
oldest
of my children. Or if he was a boy of 20, in comparison with brothers of 14 and 16, he is the
oldest.
Okay, would you ever say the elder?
No.
Okay. Besides oldest, you might speak of them in terms of being maybe grown up. Okay. He's the. Would you ever say he's the grown upest?
No, I wouldn't.
Okay. Have you ever heard anybody say anything like that?
No.
Okay. Your children are your sons and
daughters.
Okay. And in the singular, that would be like Betty is our youngest
daughter.
Okay. And your children are boys and
girls.
And in fact, one is just a
boy
or
girl.
Okay. Okay, if a woman's going to have a child, you say she's
pregnant.
Okay, any other terms you might use?
No.
What would you use at school, in a locker room?
Pregnant.
Would you ever use any joking name?
Nah.
You ever say something like knocked up or something like that?
Well, yeah, maybe knocked up. Yeah.
Any terms like that you use?
Knocked up, I might use occasionally.
Okay. Let's see. Yeah, if you don't have a doctor to deliver a baby, the woman that you might send for is called what?
Midwife.
Okay, do they still use those around here?
Depends on the person, yeah, probably.
Okay, maybe you couldn't make it to the hospital or something, you knew one in the area or something.
Yeah.
Okay, have you ever heard any other names for that?
Nah.
Okay. Like a granny woman or something like that? Okay, if a boy and his father have the same appearance, you know, they both look somewhere. Okay. You say that the boy
is a spitting image of his father, resembles.
Okay. Either way. Okay. If a mother has looked after three children until they're grown up, you say she has blank three children.
Raised.
Okay. Okay, here's all right, if you have a naughty child, and he's acting up terribly. Instead of, you know, family's getting bored with him, and something's going to have to be done. And you know, you might say, "Look, straighten up, or you're going to get a
spanking."
Okay. Now, in referring to, would you ever use the term whipping?
Maybe. I doubt it. Not as often.
Spanking is the most common. All right. In terms of getting into fights, fighting with someone your own age, someone older maybe, you know, let's say 10 years from now.
Yeah.
Okay. Someone insults you or your wife or something. You know, and so you have to do something about it. You're obliged to try to defend your honor or something. And how would you refer to that brawl? Would you say that you're going to give him a spanking or you're going to give him a whipping?
Kick your ass or something like that.
Okay. Okay. So in that sense, you just.
Yeah.
Okay. So when you speak of in terms of beatings now. You know,
yeah.
All right. If small children get
spanked,
and larger people or adults get
their ass kicked.
Okay. Okay. If you have, if you plant a seed, you expect it to
grow.
Okay, and if it grew an inch, to, if it